There you go.
Gosh dang. Thought I was going to get the
out. You're ready to meet. Yeah,
go ahead, Dave. Sit over here. I'll swap with you.
They won't give me any more money.
They won't give me. Boy, I did. Oh, I did make it, didn't I?
Almost. It's time.
Oh, did you call me? How come you got there before I did?
Because he wanted to be on time.
Some of us work for a living.
I got a boo-boo on my finger today. I worked.
Okay, Bob, you ready?
Okay.
We're going to call the...
Huh? Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Ready? Uh-huh. We're going to call the Tate County Planning and Zoning to order. Explain the quorum, or establish the quorum, please, Bob. Oh,
all right. Dave Stewart.
Good.
Rick Caudill called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes did call to let us know he'll be here, but he'll probably be about a half hour late or so. And Howard Kitchen called. And George Kramer
is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the May 10th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases, and also the Taney County Subdivision Regulations is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing this evening, we've got a sign-up sheet for each of the three cases that's right here at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called, and please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The three Division 3 permit applications that are heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, May 16th Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
If anybody signed up on these sheets to speak tonight, everybody signed up that want to talk? Thank you. Okay, first one up is Northwoods Haven.
Okay, this is case number 2016-7. The project is the Northwoods Haven subdivision. The applicants are Jay and Donna Grimstead and Gerald and Gail Nordskog Family Trust. The representative on this is Eddie Wolf. The property in question is located along Canyon Creek Road and also abuts State Highway 248. And we'll zoom in here on the property in question. So it actually abuts Highway 248, and then you also come in to this on the existing roadway here. It's located in the Branson Township, and we've got a north, south, east and west view of the property in question. The property in question is currently a vacant meets and bounds described approximately 66 and a half acre tract of land. The applicants are requesting to subdivide this 66 and a half acre meets and bounds tract into 15 single-family residential lots. The background and site history on this, on March 20th, 2006, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit Number 2006-10, authorizing the development of a 14-lot single-family residential subdivision, but then almost exactly a year later, on March 19th, 2007, the Planning Commission approved a second Division 3 permit, which authorized the addition of one additional lot. And so, essentially, the application that's been filed today is for this same 15-lot subdivision. The current application was approved for concept on April 18th of this year. The proposed 15-lot Northwoods Haven subdivision, again, will be located on a total of about 66 and a half acres. The applicant is seeking the Planning Commission's preliminary plat approval, allowing for the creation of the 15-lot major subdivision. On January 1st, 2011, the Taney County Commission adopted an amendment to the Development Guidance Code, in which Division 3 land use changes, except with the exception of special use permits, do not require a permit extension and shall remain in effect until another change is requested and granted for the land. However, the County Commission's attorney has indicated that this amendment may not be applied retroactively, so that prior to January 1st, 2011, a Division 3 permit would have expired if the development had not occurred over a specified time frame. Therefore, Division 3 Permit 2006-10 and 2007-6 have both expired, essentially. And that's the reason for the current preliminary plat approval at this point, is the applicant's essentially seeking preliminary plat approval for the same configuration, the same 15 lots that were approved in 2006 and 2007. On July 19th, 2012, the Taney County Commission adopted the subdivision regulations for Taney County, which removed and separated the subdivision regulations from the Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of the subdivision regulations, an administrative minor subdivision is a division of land into tracts less than 10 acres in size, with not more than a total of 6 tracts. Therefore, a major subdivision is classified as any division of land into tracts less than 10 acres in size, which does not fall within the classification for an administrative minor subdivision. Northwoods Haven is therefore considered a major subdivision requiring the plat approval of the Planning Commission. Per the provisions of Missouri Revised Statute and the subdivision regulations, preliminary plat approval shall be based upon the plat's compliance with the provisions of the subdivision regulations. The 15 proposed lots within Northwood Haven would be served by private wells and individual on-site wastewater treatment systems or septic systems. The required minimum lot size for lots served via individual on-site wastewater treatment systems is 2 acres, with a minimum road frontage of 70 feet per lot. All of the lots indicated on the submitted sketch plan will meet the minimum lot size and road frontage requirements of the subdivision regulations. The applicants are proposing a total of 6 lots of just over 3 acres in size and 9 lots greater than 5 acres in size. As the representative indicated last week, per the provisions of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources subdivision rules and regulations, subdivisions containing more than 6 lots served by septic systems must seek DNR approval for the subdivision. However, in this instance, when there are lots greater than 5 acres in size, all of those lots greater than 5 acres in size are exempt from the subdivision rules of the DNR. Basically, 14 of the proposed lots would be accessed directly via Canyon Creek Drive, with the 15th lot then being accessed directly via a driveway off of State Highway 248. The driveway serving the proposed lot directly accessing 248 would require the approval of an access permit via the Missouri Department of Transportation. Prior to the approval and recording of the final plat, the staff recommends that a condition be placed upon the approval on the decision of record requiring documentation from MoDOT for this access. The roadway within the proposed subdivision has been graded and an aggregate base has been put in place. At this point, the roadway has largely grown up. The roadway in question will be required to be built in compliance with the Taney County Road Standards. Per the provisions of the Taney County Road Standards, the roadway in question, serving lots 2 to 5 acres in size, shall be required to be built either with a chip and seal, asphalt, or concrete surface. In review, prior to final plat approval, the applicant shall either install all of the required public improvements or provide an appropriate security in compliance with the provisions of Article 8 of the subdivision regulations, which could basically be a performance bond, a letter of credit, or other security for 110% of the costs of putting in the infrastructure. The road standards require all road improvements to be inspected via the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Per the provisions of the subdivision regulations, the applicant shall be required to submit an engineer's report that addresses storm drainage, water supply, wastewater disposal, and traffic analysis slash street capacity prior to the submission and approval of the final plat. The adjoining property immediately to the north is predominantly lots within the vacant Canyon Creek subdivision. The adjoining property immediately to the south is predominantly vacant. The adjoining property immediately to the east is predominantly vacant lots within the Canyon Creek subdivision and then other vacant properties. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is primarily either vacant properties or light residential uses. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-8, excuse me, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the Taney County Road Standards. Second, the applicant shall submit a report signed and sealed by a registered engineer in compliance with Article 6, Section 4 of the Subdivision Regulations prior to receiving final plat approval. The engineer's report shall include the following items: A, stormwater drainage; B, water supply; C, wastewater disposal; and D, a traffic analysis or street capacity. Number three, it should be up to that one's not right. Yeah, the final plat shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 2 years of the date of the approval of the preliminary plat. The final plat may be submitted in phases, with each phase covering a portion of the approved preliminary plat. If the final plat is submitted in successive phases, the developer will have 1 year after each phase to record the final plat of the next phase. The Planning Commission may grant an extension of time for final plat submission if it finds that the conditions